The aforementioned Cameron Baggary, who was on the program in the last half hour, he's talking about change, gave a very good speech last week in which he pretty much summed up the economy spot on. New Zealand needs to refresh its economic direction, he said. As immigration, construction, tourism has reached capacity, we're at peak construction. We don't have the physical manpower or skilled people to carry on its growth forward, which is a worry. And this is what I was talking about with Labor's immigration problem. If you're going to cut the immigration by 30,000, if we don't have enough people now, we're going to have even fewer then. And if we can't build enough homes now, what are we going to do? We have a skills mismatch, he says, across the country to where jobs are being created compared to where the skills are. We needed to transition to new economic drivers. Employment was at a high at the moment. New Zealand still needed skilled migrants. Investment into tourist accommodation was lagging. We're at peak tourists, he argues. So we're at peak construction, peak tourism. Things remain delicately poised in a world which had a volatile political landscape. That'll be the Winston Peters thinking. People are looking for a new version of capitalism. No one knows what it looks like yet, but there will be change. The key for this country, he says, and its future could be in education. Things are changing massively. We have to breed kids who are more flexible, innovative and adaptive and able to shake things up. And in that, I think he's spot on.